Thank you, IPAC, for the privilege of being here in the European Parliament. This means so much to us, so much to the people of Taiwan. From my first meeting with you 3 years ago, when I hosted a reception for IPAC in Washington, D.C., to our gathering in Brussels, in Taipei, and now in Brussels, I've always felt a unique bond with IPAC, where our shared commitment to upholding democratic values and sustaining peace has brought us together. I bring greetings from the people of Taiwan, and I stand here not only as a representative of a government, but as a voice for a society deeply committed to the same ideals that animate the parliaments of democracy around the world. In an era marked by increasing fragmentation, volatility, and rising authoritarianism, this gathering affirms something vital, that democracies, even when far apart, are not alone. We are not alone in our values, we are not alone in our challenges, and most importantly, we are not alone in our responsibility to act. Being here in Brussels, let me begin by speaking about Taiwan and Europe. We may differ in culture and history, but our partnership is rooted in common ground that runs deep. We are pluralistic societies that value open discourse, accountable governance, fair elections, and freedom of belief and expression. We believe truth is not dictated by algorithm or autocrats, and that international rules are not a menu. They are the foundation for peaceful coexistence. Europe has defended freedom under fire, and Taiwan has built democracy under pressure. These different histories lead to a shared commitment in peace, dignity, and resilience. Our democracies are not perfect, but they are open, and they do not silence criticism. They allow it to guide reform. They do not fear transparency. They demand it. And they do not require loyalty to a strongman, but allegiance to the law and to the people. As democracies, we believe that free political and economic systems deliver prosperity and growth. Freedom fuels innovation. Fair and open trade fuels cooperation. These aren't slogans. They're strategic anchors for democracies seeking security and progress. This summit is more than a European forum. It is a global moment. It brings together members from across regions who recognize the urgent and shared issues that confront open societies everywhere. We are facing an expanding, coordinated, and evolving set of threats and challenges. Military pressure and brazen coercion, cyber attacks and information disinformation campaigns, economic leverage used to extract political compliance, infrastructure sabotage, physical and digital, foreign interference targeting unity and public trust. Many of these threats originate from state-based actors following a common playbook, seeking to expand influence by dividing, destabilizing, and discrediting democratic systems. We must understand that we're in a long-term context, not for dominance, but for the preservation of rules-based international order rooted in peaceful cooperation, not in force nor coercion. In light of intensifying military and security pressure from China in our region, Taiwan is committed to increasing our defense investments, targeting 5% of GDP by 2030. But we also know that security is not just about military strength. It begins at home. What some in this part of the world call total defense, we call whole of society resilience. It means involving all sectors of our society, from cyber defense and emergency response to civil preparedness. Here are vivid examples of some challenges we faced. In 2033, Taiwan's undersea cables connecting offshore islands were cut, disrupting vital communications and emergency service. Our institutions and networks that manage data and connect our people face daily and persistent cyber attacks. Similar incidents have occurred elsewhere around the world, including right here in Brussels. These aren't just technical issues. They are tests of our resilience, and they require concerted efforts in response. So, we are building backup satellite communication systems, training communities for emergency responses, hardening infrastructure against cyber and kinetic threats, investing in energy resilience and smart grids, developing civic education that fosters media literacy and critical thinking. We are also aligning local and national governments, private industry, and civic institutions in coordinated contingency planning. Because whether we are dealing with provocations or natural disasters, cohesion is a force multiplier. We're eager to share and learn from partners because resilience is stronger when it is done together. Now let me turn to economic resilience, a shared priority. In recent years, the world has been rocked by a pandemic, supply chain disruptions, and geopolitical pressures. We've all learned that economic security is national security. Taiwan and our partners around the world are diversifying supply chains, investing in strategic sectors, and reducing vulnerabilities. Consider semiconductors. Back in the 1980s, a Dutch company called Philips was a major founding stakeholder of Taiwan's flagship chip maker called TSMC. Today, TSMC invests and partners across Europe with a robust supply chain of design, materials, and high-end industrial equipment. These aren't just business deals. They are mutually reinforcing endeavors that cannot be achieved in isolation. Europe remains Taiwan's top source of foreign direct investment. Together, we are building a reliable technology ecosystem rooted in trust, transparency, and democratic values. But semiconductors are only one piece of global economic resilience. Taiwan is working with partners around the world to strengthen reliable ecosystems in other critical areas, including pharmaceutical ingredients, biomedical supplies, energy technologies, AI, defense industries, next generation telecommunications, and more. These are not abstract priorities. They are the backbone of a secure and resilient global economy, especially as we transition into the AI digital era. Taiwan's contributions go beyond manufacturing. We bring high standards, open partnerships, and deep technical know-how. We believe the next generation of global supply chains must be transparent, secure, and aligned with democratic values. So let me say this clearly. Taiwan is not just relevant. It is indispensable to the global conversation on peace, prosperity, and the future of democracy. Taiwan matters to the world for at least three core reasons. First of all, we are a thriving democracy. Taiwan proves that democracy can thrive in Asia. Despite pressures inside and out, we continue to hold free elections, safeguard civil liberties, and support pluralism in our society. We have demonstrated that democracy can be a choice that works wherever people are free to make it. Secondly, Taiwan plays an important role in the interconnected global technology supply chain. We are a critical global economic player. We make chips and components that power your phones, cars, medical devices, and defense systems. Taiwan also produces computers and servers that enable your AI data centers to function. As Professor Igarashi just emphasized, cross-strait stability is not only a regional concern. It is a cornerstone of global prosperity. And Taiwan's role in preserving peace and maintaining economic continuity in this vital corridor cannot be overstated. Despite being excluded from international organizations, this is a third important area why Taiwan matters to the world. Taiwan has stepped up. We contribute to humanitarian aid, to disaster relief, to public health and SDG goals around the world. We uphold global standards even when we are not allowed a seat at the table. Taiwan's presence strengthens global efforts. Taiwan matters, not because we are a victim of coercion, but because the integrity of the international system and global prosperity depend on a strong and free Taiwan. As IPAC members, you have stood with Taiwan, and we look forward to deepening our collaboration in at least four areas. First of all, trade and tech cooperation. Build trusted supply chains, expand dialogue on AI and digital cooperation, and invest in talent for democratic innovation. Together, we need to shape the standards and norms of the next technological era. Second, whole of society resilience. Share best practices in defense, cybersecurity, infrastructure, disaster relief, sheltering, counter disinformation, and civil readiness. Let's ensure that our societies are not only protected, but better prepared. Third is global inclusion. As you have done, please continue to support Taiwan's meaningful participation in international organizations, including the WHO, ICAO, Interpol, and more. Push back against distortions and misinterpretations of historical documents that have been used to unjustly block Taiwan's participation. And fourth, a very solemn matter, and that is peace in the Taiwan Strait. Uphold the principles that are common expectations of humanity and of the UN Charter, which prohibits the threat or use of force to resolve disputes. Peace in the Taiwan Strait is essential to global stability and economic continuity, and international opposition against unilateral changes to the status quo by force cannot be overstated. These aren't favors, they are constructive partnerships. A stronger Taiwan means a more stable Indo-Pacific. And the stable Indo-Pacific will bring about a safer world. A few months ago in Taipei, IPAC members gave me a calligraphy gift with the Chinese words 得道者多助, which is an axiom from the ancient philosopher Mencius, literally meaning those who take the right way get a lot of help. It is an assertion that righteousness, justice, and moral integrity will naturally attract widespread support and assistance. When it comes to international participation, things have been so hard for us Taiwanese. And yet, Taiwan has always thought to be a force for good in the world. And we are grateful to all of you for your continuing support. We don't just want to survive, we want democracies to thrive. We're not just defending what we have, but building what we want the future to look like, where free people and societies are more connected, more united, and more capable, and of course, stronger together. Taiwan is ready to work with all of you. Together, we can ensure that freedom not only endures, but prevails. Thank you.